You know, I wonder here, whenever I hear the spot run, in psychology since 1978, how things have changed over the years. We have our good friend Dr. John Bracho on, and it's not today's topic. But I've always wanted to ask you, I remind myself to ask you about that, and then I forget because we get into something else. But good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
What has changed, the biggest change you've seen in your profession since you got the shingle in 1978?
Well, I think a lot of it is more awareness of issues in terms of in life. Like, we can talk about feminism, we can talk about fairness, we can talk about social issues, we can talk about a lot of things that would go beyond just psychology, because in the sense, I think when I came into the field, and actually it was even before that, so when I became a fully licensed psychologist,
right?
I think that we were focused more on being like the medical field, being more like measuring things the same type way. And I think since then, we've kind of gone the other way. We've kind of gone, not that we're not trying to be scientific, if you want to use that word, but I think more looking at interaction issues, looking at marriages in a different way, because things have changed. Society's changed. Families have changed. The world's actually very different now than then, let alone even before that.
No kidding.
I think there's more of social issues, looking at families, looking at society, looking at things at a broader level, almost more in the sense of what we'd call sociology, social work. I think they've kind of merged together in a way. That would be my interpretation just off the top of my head, because I believe when I look back to early training, it was much more, there were different fields, outlooks in growth and development, different views on psychology. Freud was still heavily in vogue, believe it or not. He's kind of fallen by the wayside over the years. So I think there have been a lot of changes.
Hmm.
However, people are the same in terms of the people I see every day. Same issues, anxiety, depression, conflict, stress, marital issues, fairness issues, gender issues, all these things are really, people are the same. I think maybe we've been dividing things and looking at things a little differently. And probably,
it's fascinating.
I would say on balance, it's a better world in some way, sure.
I think that, though, if 2017 Doc Bracho were to talk to me when we first met in the early 90s, and then we would get together and go back and talk to 1978 John Bracho, it would be the same conversation. We would say, carpe diem, seize the day, don't put things off. You're going to have a great long career, but do as much as you can today, because tomorrow is not promised.
Well, that is really true, and I think people that get ahead in life, they do it. They do it now. They get it done. They don't put it off for another day. And as you said, carpe diem, you know, seize the day, the old Latin proverb, if you will. I also think, you know, well begun is half done, our old buddy Aristotle, you know, meaning if we put first things first, you know, Proverbs 24. So I believe that if we look at life, fortune, it does favor the brave, if you will. People that do things, get things done, complete things, and don't wait till tomorrow. You know, no hasta mañana, not until tomorrow. We kind of work on getting things done, because if you're going to succeed in life, life is constantly moving. It's constantly changing. So if you want to put a recipe for success versus poor performance in life, then when something comes up, get it done, move to the next thing. And I've just found over the years, people often will look upon, you know, that person's lucky, they got this. Well, there may be some luck, but as we've talked before, you know, when preparation meets opportunity, that is something very important. It's not luck. I mean, you may be lucky that somebody is around with an opportunity, but people that are prepared tend to find opportunities. And if we work on things, and if we look at people who are successful, you'll see that successful, fulfilled persons are good at what they do, regardless of the competition. They just work at things, they get things done, and people that aren't successful put things off, keep waiting for something else, can often look at the world and say, I didn't have this opportunity, I didn't have that opportunity. And I do believe everybody gets a different set of cards when we're born. It's how we develop our skill sets, ways that we're different, that allow us to be successful. Because we can get 50 traits, Dave, and we can find 50 individuals if we knew enough people that would be better at each one of those traits than we are, but that would be 50 people. That isn't you. So rather than look at what you don't have, what you might have, you have to take the skills you have, take the opportunities, get things done every day that come
up. We never know where that opportunity is going to come. The day you say, "Boy, you know, I think I'm going to take a mental health day. Today I'm not going to go in." That might be the day that they need you for a project. Somebody notices that. You're offered a promotion. Another company sees you. Suddenly you're on. You never know where that twist in the road is going to come from. And being able to recognize it a little bit when it does is going to be half the battle, maybe more.
Well, there's really no question. It's seeing the opportunity, being ready, moving forward. Because over the years, I've worked with a lot of people, successful, unsuccessful. You can look at happy people, unhappy people. But what I have seen is successful people, and generally fulfilled people, are those that when opportunities come, they take them, and they're able to look and see trends in the world, trends of opportunities, willing to move, willing to do things. Because that's what makes life really exciting. Life is not static. If we lead a static life, life will pass us by, and we will only get what life just happens to throw in our corner. Where if we're ready to move, ready to try things, do things, like even our old buddy Verdi, if you want to go all the way back to someone who died in 1901, one of the things he felt bad about dying was not the fear of dying, but the fear of there was going to be a lack of activity. He was writing operas into his 70s. The idea of not being able to keep doing things. And he was 88. He was born in 1813, as I remember. So I think the main thing is if we're always looking for opportunities. In fact, one other thing. I just happened to get a card yesterday from a Dr. Council who was one of John's professors down at Berry University in the Miami area. And he said, I was thinking of retiring. He said he had thought of it but figured it was going to be a waste of time. He's a professor down there. And I think the point is he still sees opportunities to do, things to look at, and is excited by life. And I think when you get things done every day, you move forward, you see success, you continue being successful, it does lead you to the point you want to keep doing things and not just stopping. So how does that sound?
I was looking at last night, let me give you what I think is the ultimate example of all that too, of never quitting in life. Dame Vera Ellen, who was the songbird of the Brits during World War II, Churchill's favorite. She sang White Cliffs of Dover, We'll Meet Again. Those songs that kind of kept the spirit up when they were very, very low. She turned 100 years old a few months ago, and she released an album, which is now the number one selling album in the UK. And they say, why at age 100 did you want to go back and record an album? She said, why not? It's a great answer. And if you have to ask why about that, you may always be asking why. And if you can say, well, why not, that may be your answer to everything, and you may just go and go and go until the race is won. It's great advice here from the good doc, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Podcast will be there to take a listen to whenever you want it. DrJohnB.com. Carpe diem yourself today.
I'm going to take up singing at 100. I can't be Mario Lanza yet. I'll wait a few years and take it up.
I've been wondering, when am I going to release an album? I got a lot of time to prep my playlist for this. I just think that is utterly amazing, and then it's number one on the charts. Doc, always great to have you on.
Amazing. Great talking to you, my friend. Talk to you later.
Morning Wake Up will continue here on 13th. Isn't that amazing? At 100. And the album's called 100. I mean, it's just, that knocks me over. And she's doing covers of music by people who weren't born until she was, you know, in her 80s. It just absolutely knocks me out. This is 1320 WILS.